Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about redefining failure, and in fact, we're going to have a mini arc on redefining what failure means when it comes to careers. And joining us today is a very special guest. We've had him on before, and he is returning with us, Octavio Avila. Octavio, welcome back to the show.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me. It's good to see you.
Of course. Good to see you again, too. And like I talked about, we are just going to be talking about failure when it comes to careers and just having a conversation on redefining failure. So I guess just kind of to jump into a conversation to have with you, when you're meeting with students and they come to you and they are struggling with either finding a job or putting in applications or the various things we talk about with our students when we're doing a career advising session, the topic or the word failure comes up in these students. So how do you combat that sort of talking or narrative that they have, and how do you redefine that? How do you do it?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. It's a really great question and discussion topic, specifically in careers and really in anything that we do. So failure's not bad, you know?
Yeah.
Failure, you know, and people don't have to agree with my perspective or perspectives, but failure is part of the process of making an intent and challenging yourself to ascribe to a goal or something that you want to do, a challenge. And I think it should be welcomed, if not embraced. And I get it, you know, myself included. I'm not excluding myself from when I say this. It's like, it feels bad when you don't accomplish something that you set out to.
Yeah.
But those feelings of bad might just be momentary. And it's actually, there's a lot of good information within that as far as like, well, I didn't accomplish what I set out to do. Let me now try to attribute perhaps some of the reasons to as why, you know, and within that is trying to determine, well, what's within my control? What are the things and variables that I can control in my effort in trying to reach my goal or, you know, getting a job or an internship? In comparison to those things that are out of your control, you know, and I think that's important there, because we may have discussed this before, but we really only can control those things that are within our control. There's other variables such as we're not making the decision on the hiring end. Mm-hmm. There may be a committee, there may be multiple decision makers. There's other candidates just like yourself that are equally invested in the effort. And whatever those factors and variables may be and ultimate factors that align or don't align for the decision to be like, oh, this person got the job and you did not. It's like, well, I did my best. I prepared. I put effort into those things that I can control. And I think that's where the focus should be. And if there are things that you determine, well, you know what? I didn't think critically enough or hard enough about experiences that I could answer differently or better in behavioral questions. Or perhaps I didn't communicate my experience or skill set as thoroughly or as well as I could. Or, you know, I maybe should have spent a little bit more time on tailoring my resume, but I did not. So the failure component of it is telling you information about what can I do differently? How can I calibrate? And if what I can calibrate is within my control, then let me go back and do it, for example, because I can do that. And I'll pause momentarily. So it's like, you know, how I reframe or work with students or for myself. Well, yes. So maybe I didn't net the desired outcome, but does not necessarily denote failure.
Yes.
Let's think about it as an outcome. You know, getting a job, not getting a job is an outcome. It's not necessarily a failure. And I think what's worthwhile with that is that it helps you enjoy the process. It helps you enjoy the effort of applying for a job or an internship, of working towards a goal, something that is of value, something that is challenging, so that you could stay both intrinsically and extrinsically motivated to pursue a challenge that is difficult. So it's as if you have to enjoy the process as much as the desired outcome. And if you get the desired outcome of getting the job, for example, great, congratulations, awesome, your efforts paid off.
Yes.
And if you don't, while your efforts can still pay off, you could recalibrate, you could reset. And because you enjoy the attempt, the process, then you're not a failure. You know, you can continue to practice the attempt, the effort, and practice a culture, a mindset of being successful versus being a success. You know, the job, getting the job or the internship doesn't denote that you're a success or not. You know, it means that you had a successful outcome that you wanted. So reset and said, okay, back to the drawing board. Let me get my reps in and let me go back at it. But I know what I need to do to be successful, because everything I'm doing and practicing is part of the practices and the mindset I need to implement to achieve, to be successful, for example, and to practice that and to enjoy that. And I'll pause momentarily because I think maybe there's an analogy or two that might work well.
Please join us for part two of our continuing conversation of redefining failure with Octavio Avila.